when we can feel it and see it, that things are slowly and finally coming together. And I think we've never been more ready to compete at a major tournament.
Hey everyone, welcome to our podcast, The Bold Tackle. We are your hosts, Sophie Howard and Oliver Howard, and we are ready to tackle bold topics in sport,
highlight the women's football industry,
and speak about the unspoken.
If you are ready to get an insight into what really goes on behind the scenes, join us on our journey and listen in
to The Bold Tackle. Hi, and welcome back to a new episode of our podcast, The Bold Tackle. Hi, Soph. Welcome back after a very long summer break. How are you?
I'm really good, thanks. It has indeed been a very long summer break, especially for us at The Bold Tackle, hasn't it? But to be honest, I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
You've been travelling a lot. Where have you been? And more important, were you able to relax?
Gosh, where do I start? Because as I said, summer was so long. I felt like I had two summers. I had the first summer, but in between international camps, and then the second summer, just after the second international camp. Yes, to answer your question, I have been able to relax. I think I managed to see the whole family, which is not always the case. I've thought about this. I thought I couldn't top last year's summer, where I travelled pretty much to every country that we all spread out in. But I think I've topped last year's summer with everyone meeting in Spain, where Dad lives, and all of us having a week together, which was absolutely amazing. I don't think we've had that in a decade.
Or ever.
Well, I think when we were growing up, we all lived in one house, but since we moved out, I don't think we've had a week together, all of us.
What that summer break showed me, and we did spend a lot of time together, is that you can't take a break from doing sport. It's incredible how involved that is in your whole life.
Yeah, I mean, at the very beginning of summer, I think we spoke about in our very last episode of the previous series, is that it was a challenge because I wanted to relax and recover, but I also had to stay fit for the camps and wanted to be sharp. But every day I don't do something, I feel like I've wasted a day. And I think it's almost an obsession, but I absolutely love it. Like, I know you often and your wife were shaking your head when I was getting up early in Spain and doing my runs, but I absolutely love it. And I feel like it sets the tone for the day.
Something interesting you said when we were in Spain was, my body needs this. How does it feel when you don't do sport?
I can actually tell you, because we've just come back from 2 days off and I was rusty today. My body just needs to keep going. Obviously, there's a balance to it all. But for me, the rest and recovery was more mentally than anything. I don't do well after too much time off. I think I've just always been like that. I just keep going, and that's what works for me.
You had a very long season. As you mentioned, you had two camps in between your summer break. Very successful camps for you, weren't they?
Yeah, we played Israel twice in the first camp, and then we played Slovakia and Serbia in the second camp, and we won all four games, which was really good. And that was, in the end, that was our target. But
and
to
really
actually
important.
Go and do that, yeah, because that sets us up for the playoffs now. Not only that, we've managed to get promoted back into League A for next Nations League. But we've, I guess, set the tone for the playoffs ahead, which are coming in October.
You're going to be playing Hungary in October. Obviously, have a playoff game after that. But what would it mean to get through these playoffs and get into the European Championship?
Well, I don't want to look too far ahead, because we've got two massive oppositions, and I say two because we play Hungary twice, and we actually have to win both these games or come out on top after these games to then play another round of playoffs, which most likely, given the oppositions or the who plays who, is going to be Finland. They're massive, massive games and big oppositions, but for us, if we did manage that would be huge to play in another major tournament. You know, it's one of my goals. And I'd be one step closer to reaching that goal.
You said very, very difficult, but possible?
Absolutely possible, absolutely doable. And I think we're going to put the expectation upon ourselves that we have to qualify.
That's not an answer I was really expecting. Is that what the whole team is thinking?
I think that is the overall feeling, that we don't want to see another tournament go by where we're not participating. It's been two now, and they are absolutely painful to watch. It's even more so painful in the changing room when everyone talks about it and you are not part of that. So we don't want to be in that situation again come summer next year.
Especially with the quality you have in the team today. So looking at the last, or the World Cup before that in 2019, comparing it with now, you have big quality, and through the whole team, it's just not what, it's not just one, two, three players.
Yeah, I think we have a very strong squad. I think the biggest thing is, like, when the new staff came in a couple of years ago, it took them a lot of time to implement what they wanted to implement. And it took us a lot of patience and, I guess, trusting the process in a sense of buying into what they wanted to do. Because if you think about it, we had Spanish staff coming to Scotland, and a Spanish way of playing with Scottish people, just, it seems like it doesn't go. And that's what at times we felt, if I'm completely honest. But we've now reached a point where, when we can feel it and see it, that things are slowly and finally coming together. And I think we've never been more ready to compete at a major tournament.
Going away from Scotland, going back to Leicester, you're back in pre-season, week two today. How was the first week?
The first week, like, the first days are always quite nice, just everyone coming back together. It's mad how throughout the season we almost spend every single day together. And then over summer, I saw most of them. I didn't see them for 10 weeks. I had contact with a few, but I actually didn't see anyone apart from people training when I was back in the building for the whole of 10 weeks. And then you come back in and it's like nothing's changed, and you're back and seeing each other every day again. The first couple of days are always profiling. They're the days we all dread, because it's just... We try and go away from testing to give this whole thing more pressure than what it is. But the first 2 days are profiling days, mainly in the gym, field test. But then we were absolutely excited when Wednesday came and we were back on the pitch with the ball at our feet.
Are you happy with your outcome for profiling?
Yeah, pretty much. We haven't gotten the results yet, so I can probably tell you in the next episode. But from my feeling and my, I guess, me seeing the scores while I was doing it, I was quite happy.
And what's your impression of team and staff? Obviously, a lot happened in those 10 weeks of not being there. You've got a new coaching staff. You have new team members. Give us some insights there. What was your impression of all the changes?
I mean, the first impressions are all positive. The coaching staff with Amandine coming in and Amari, her assistant coach, and all the new players that we've brought in, all of them, from players' perspective, all of them add quality and seem very nice people. But you know how it is. It takes time to get used to one another, get to know one another, but that's what pre-season is there for as well. And obviously, as a team, we're going on tour, so hopefully that will help as well. But just after the first week of training, I'm very excited for what's ahead.
I agree that it takes a lot of time to get everyone involved, to get the team structure and get the like feeling within the team. But what you do see in the first couple of days is always the style of play that wants to be implemented. Anything to say on that?
Yeah, it's very clear what the new coaching staff have brought in and want to bring in and want to implement. It's very exciting, creative football, which we're all very much looking forward to. I obviously don't want to give away too much, but I think everyone can be excited for what we're going to produce on the pitch very, very soon. That being said, it takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. We've been presented with what it should look like and hopefully what it will look like, but it simply takes time because they've got a lot of new players they have to work with that they haven't worked with before. And with the new additions to the squad, we have to find ourselves as a team again. But that's what pre-season is there for.
Give us also some impressions on the new signings. Amandine brought one striker from a previous club. Can you tell us a little bit about the signings? Any information you got already? What are they like as people?
As I said, they're all lovely people. I've had a chat with all of them. Noemi, who's the new French striker, speaks very little English, but we've managed to have a conversation through, I guess, sign language. You know how my French is, it's quite limited, but we actually had a conversation on the pitch today.
If you need any French skills, Soph, call me.
Yeah, I will pass on your number, actually. But it's so interesting because typically in the past, I've always been the one translating for most people. But now we've got, obviously, Julie, who can speak English and French, and Janice can speak about 15 languages. So for once, it's not me translating, I'm being translated for. So it's a very, I guess, pleasant new role or different role in that sense. But you know how it is. Football is a common language. Once you step on the pitch, it doesn't matter what language you actually grow up with or speak, because you all work towards the same goal and the language then is secondary.
Do you actually have any people translating, or is it just team members?
Just team members. We don't have like an official translator in the team, but often Janice translates. She speaks, as you know, many, many languages. Julie started for us as well, in a sense of all. She translates for Noemi. All of us, apart from that, I think everyone can speak enough English that we can all have a conversation. But you should witness the canteen during lunchtime. There's about six different languages going around. And that's not including the two Japanese that don't really speak that much with one another. But yeah, it's absolute madness. But it's quite cool to watch all these different languages. And then once you step on the pitch, that's all secondary.
Melting pot. And in the past, that normally shows teams that at the end of a season stick together very strongly.
Yeah, I think you maybe immediately have to, I guess, move in the same direction. Languages aside, we work together towards the same goal. We help one another out. I think for some reason it brings people together more because there's more tolerance and acceptance for, okay, someone doesn't speak the language. How can we help now? How can we make sure they feel at home regardless of the language? I think maybe that's a reason. But after the first week only, we've all come together very quickly.
It'll be interesting to see how the season is going to go. We'll talk a little bit about the goals in a minute. Is there any news on players leaving the club, having left the club, that we haven't spoken about yet?
I think it's only the departures that were announced during summer. Obviously, Aileen Whelan retired. Palms left. Josie left. Remy Simpson left. I think we had Demi, Lamborn and Monique Robinson on loan. That also, I think their loan spell expired and they're moving on. I hope I'm not forgetting someone here. But those are the departures that happened over summer.
Let's go back to new players, because what I find funny, I just saw a video recently of Pepe Reina, who signed for Cornwall, doing his initiation ritual initiation song. Anything like that you do with your new players? Anything they do to present themselves to the team?
Interestingly, we don't do initiation. We've gone away from it. I think my last initiation that I did was back 6 years ago at Reading, 7 years ago at Reading. But I've never done an initiation since. Obviously, we're coming to Leicester and we've never done them here, which I'm quite glad about. I hate them.
What did you have to do at Reading?
I just sing a song. I can't even remember what I did.
Probably this girl is on fire, like with your 18th.
No, there's, do you know, from Pitch Perfect, there's a song, like a medley, and there's like a German part. And I absolutely did that. I can't remember what it was, but I absolutely did that.
Yeah. No one can check the words then.
Yeah, exactly. I absolutely hate them. Like, and I also hate to put people through it that, like, even once I'm like a long-standing member, I hate to put new players through it because no one really enjoys them unless they're like, love the stage. But I hate watching people that actually are hating their life in that moment. Oh,
I agree. We had on Dad's birthday when I was asked to stand in front of the people and do a speech. Oh, I hate it so much. And this is just talking, and I mean, talking and singing are two different worlds. I wouldn't want to put anyone through it.
But
I would have to.
And you did a great job.
Myself. Thank you.
Yeah, but yeah, you did a very good job. I think you got really good feedback as well, didn't you? You're just too modest to share that here.
So give us some insight. what are the next couple of weeks for you going to look like? Any big test games before you go to Australia, obviously?
Yeah, we've got two friendlies starting next week before we head out. Then we've got obviously a couple of games in Australia. And then it's countdown to league start, which is something that's really nice this year. And I know it was difficult over summer to have these two international breaks, but typically in the past, what's happened is you had your whole pre-season and 10 days before the league start, you had an international camp. So you've done all the prep and then you go away on international and you kind of lost all that prep. So it's quite nice this year that they moved that international window into summer. And as I mentioned, as much as we're all like, how are we meant to recover? You've got two camps in summer, whatever. It actually helps us now. We're in a better position because once we come back from Australia, we've got a couple of weeks to fully focus on the league start. And I think we don't have to mention how important the first couple of games are to set the tone for the rest of the season.
And you have a very difficult start.
Very difficult, challenging start. But I think, one, if we put in the hard work and if we do our job right, then we will be fully ready for that start.
So what is the goal for the first two games? And maybe more important, what is your goal for this season, your personal goal?
I can't talk about collective goal because we haven't discussed that, especially not for like the two games individually. As you know, in pre-season, that's what you do. You talk about goals, targets. We're only at the stage right now, which I think is actually the more important stage, is kind of the non-measurable goals, like your behaviours, who we want to be, our identity. That's what we're currently working on. To go to my personal goals for this season, I think one big thing I really want to focus on is enjoy the ride. I've said it many times before, I'm not the best at doing that. I've always got the goals and targets I work towards and I kind of neglect enjoying and being in the moment and enjoying just grafting on the pitch. And sometimes the season goes by and I'm like, oof, I wish I'd enjoyed and embraced those moments more. So that's something I really want to focus on.
And so we're always talking about another five seasons. You're getting to enjoy your last seasons and it's not your first seasons anymore. So you really need to take that and enjoy the ride, just as you said.
Exactly. I don't want to look back in I'm going to say, many more years' time to not put a limit on my career. And I don't want to look back and regret and say, oh, I wish I'd enjoyed it more, because I can still change that now in that sense. So, yeah, enjoy the ride more, enjoy the journey more. And I think I want to be and build on my consistency from last year, because I think I set a good foundation. And again, that's something I can control. Something we often have discussed is control the controllables. And what I can control is doing the right things every single day to put myself in the best possible position every single week.
Great. So I'm really looking forward to this season. I'm really looking forward to this season of our podcast, the third season now that we've started. We're going to be back from now on every Thursday again. Thank you for this quick update and interested to see what happens the next couple of days and weeks.
Likewise, I'm really excited for more good discussions, more challenging questions from your side. Very much looking forward to the football season, also the bowl tackle season, and see who else we can get on board.
So thank you for listening in. Thank you for jumping back on the podcast. I'll see you again next week. Bye-bye, everyone.
From my side as well, thanks everyone for tuning back in and thanks for joining our journey once again. See you all next week. Bye-bye.